Well, I don't know about you, but this is the point in the Christmas service every year where I start feeling it. I start feeling that Christmas is so close. You know, you can just kind of feel it in the air. The presents, all those presents you've asked for, all the gifts that are going to be wrapped and under the tree when you come down, they're so close. All the Christmas morning traditions, you know, running down the stairs or upstairs in your Christmas PJs, maybe eating a Christmas breakfast with some hot cocoa, doing stockings. I don't know whatever you do, but it's like, oh, that's so close. That's just on the other side of it. It's one sleep away. Or maybe you have family coming to hang out, grandparents are gonna visit, cousins are gonna get together, or maybe you're gonna leave and go on vacation with some of them, and you're like, oh, it's so close. Everybody say, so close. Yeah, it's so close. Well, we just heard and we just saw the greatest story ever told. The story of God's promised Messiah come to earth for us. And I don't know if you noticed, but it's a story. And the whole thing was centered on that exact same feeling. Oh, it's so close, so close. Centered on this one word, this one idea that somehow, against all odds, contrary to what everybody thought possible, on Christmas Day, God came close. Everybody say close. Yeah, close. The Apostle John, he says it this way in the first chapter of John. He says, the Word, Jesus, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. A more poetic version, a more poetic translation says it this way, that the Word became flesh and blood and it moved into the neighborhood. Jesus moved into the neighborhood. And that right there is what was odd about the Christmas story. Everything else was pretty normal. You know, Mary and Joseph, normal. The manger, the stable, normal. The shepherds and the sheep and the lowing and the baying, you know, all of that was normal on that first Christmas. The thing that wasn't normal about Christmas was the baby. Why? Because this baby was God in the flesh. We call it the miracle of the incarnation. And this was unheard of. Nobody ever thought it was even possible because God is far away. God is up on high. God rules from his throne. God is up in the heavens. He doesn't ever hang out at your house. No, 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 no. God lives in the temple where we go to him, but he doesn't come to us. Except on Christmas, he did. He came close. He put on flesh and blood and he moved into the neighborhood. He moved into planet Earth and the world would never be the same. Everybody say close. Everybody say close. And my friends, this is the most important part of the Christmas story. This part right here. This is why Christmas was good news of great joy for all people. Because God came close to us. God came close to you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and me. God came close. And so before we leave here and start getting ready for tomorrow and all the things that we have to do, I wanted to just take a moment and I wanted to remind you why that is such good news. Why is it good news of great joy for all people? I wanted to remind you because I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to miss any of it. I want you to walk into Christmas with everything that God has for you. I want you to walk into Christmas with a heart full of wonder over everything that God did for you on Christmas Day. So, why is it so important? Why is it such good news? Why is it so amazing that God came close on Christmas? Well, I'll tell you why. Because there are some things that only a close God can do. There are just some things that only a close God can do. Like, for example, a distant God can rule over us. A distant God might impress us. A distant God could observe us. But only a close God can comfort us. Right? Like kids, when you're having a bad day, things aren't going well, you're feeling down. Do you want somebody that's way over there, like 100 yards away, yelling at you, hey, it's gonna be all right. It'll all work out. Is that what you want? No, you want somebody to come like right up next to you and put their arm around you and say, it's gonna be okay. I love you. Here, I'm here. I'm with you. That's what you want. That's what I want. And that is exactly what Jesus came to earth to do on Christmas, because he would grow up, and what would he do? He would hug his mother with his own arms. He would weep with Mary and Martha when their brother was sick in person, right there with them. He would put his arm around his best friends, his disciples, when they were hurting or they were afraid, and he would say, I'm here, I got you, bro. Jesus came to comfort. And here's the point. What he did for them, he wants to do for you. He wants to do for you, kids and adults. The scriptures tell us that because of Jesus, the Holy Spirit of God is drawn near to you. And he is a comforter. Do you know that? It calls the Holy Spirit a comforter. And he wants to comfort you and go with you and provide for you and protect you and to be your front guard and your rear guard no matter what you are facing. Even if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he will be there to comfort you. Jesus came to comfort. So if you came in the door tonight, you're walking into Christmas Eve facing things that are really hard, adults. If you feel like you walked in the room carrying things that feel really heavy, my friend, Christmas is for you. Christmas is for you. Because on Christmas Day, Jesus came to comfort the weary and those who are heavy laden. And only a close God can do that. But not only that, there's more. You know, a distant God could rule over us. A distant God may impress us. A distant God could observe us. But only a close God can guide us. Only a close God can do that. Kids, when you show up in a place, maybe with your family that you've never been before, and you're like, I don't know where we're going. I don't know what to do. Like maybe when you arrived here, you're like, where do we go? You're not looking for somebody to give you some directions. What are you looking for? You're looking for Dad to lead the way. You're like, Mom, you go and I'll follow you. I don't know where we're going. That's what you want. And if I'm being honest, that's what I want too in my life. And the crazy thing is, that's exactly what Jesus came to earth to do. Because this baby grew up to be a man who showed us how to live, a man who showed us where to go, a man who showed us who we could become. And he showed us how we could find life and how we could find life to the fullest. And his invitation was simple. It was, follow me, just like a parent would do a child. He's like, follow me. I'm headed this way. Come, follow me. Give me your life and I'll lead the way. Give me your future. Give me your hopes and dreams. Give me your family. Give me your marriage. Give me your job. Give me your career. Give me your opportunities. Give me your fears. Give me your anxieties. Give it all to me and I will lead the way. I will lead you to the life that you are looking for, the life that you were created to live. Follow me. Jesus came to guide us. So if you came in the room tonight wishing for some wisdom, for the path ahead, some light to illuminate what you should do and where you should go, trying to figure out where and how to build this life that you're living, Christmas is for you, my friend, because on Christmas Day, Jesus came to be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. And only a close God can do that. But he's better than that. Because yeah, a distant God can rule over us, observe us, impress us from afar, but only a close God can heal us. A few months ago, my youngest son, Austin, broke his elbow on Halloween night. And he was the saddest little Minecraft creeper that I've ever seen. And you better believe in this moment, I wasn't wishing that some doctor would call me to talk about it. No, we went to the emergency room because we wanted a doctor to lay hands on and do something about it. Like, we want you to fix it, which is what happened. And that's exactly why Jesus came to earth. You can read about it. He touched blind eyes and they were opened. He touched deaf ears and they could hear. He touched crippled legs and they started running. He touched sick people and they became well. He touched dead people and they came back to life. Jesus showed up and he got close to heal. And what he did for them, he wants to do for you and me. He told us the day is coming. The day is coming one day when we are going to be fully and physically healed. Just like the people around him were. That day is coming and we're waiting on that day. But in the meantime, through his Holy Spirit, he wants to heal our hearts. He's promised to renew our minds. He's promised to renovate our lives and day by day to transform us into the men and women that God created us to be. So Jesus came to heal. So if you feel like you've come into Christmas Eve wishing for a new start, man, wishing for a new you, wishing for a new story to tell that's better than the one you've been telling up until this point, Christmas is for you, my friend, because Jesus came to heal. He came to take what's old and make it new again. He came to fix what was broken, to heal what was hurt, to find what had been lost, to redeem what had been ruined, and to bring alive again what had died, to bring the dead back to life. Jesus came to heal, and only a close God can do that. But finally, a distant God could rule us, a distant God could observe us, but only a close God could save us. Only a close God could save us. Kids, have you ever been in the dark? Like maybe the power went out in your house, or you're out at night, maybe you're camping, and you asked your parents for light. Like, hey mom, I need some light. Dad, I need light, I can't see. If so, then you know how it works. You know that it doesn't do you any good if your parents turn on their phone light like in another room or like way over there. No, if they're gonna help you dispel the darkness, they gotta bring the light what? Yeah, they gotta bring it close. And did you know that that was true the first Christmas? Did you know that there was a dark side to Christmas? Like that? Because the scriptures tell us that when Jesus was born on Christmas Day, it says the world was in darkness. The world was in darkness. And the world was in darkness because of sin. And the same is true of our world. Because of sin, our world is not the way it was meant to be. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it hurts. But not only that, because of sin, we aren't who we were meant to be. We aren't who we were meant to be either. Like, all the times I do things that I shouldn't do or don't do the things that I should do or all the times that I'm selfish or all the times I hurt people, you know, sometimes when I hurt people that I love or I just mess things up, and that's our world. Jesus was born into a world in darkness, darkness out there and darkness in here. But the reason Christmas is good news, are you ready? It's because as the scriptures say, into the darkness came a great light. Into the darkness came a great light. Jesus, the light of the world, came into the world to light up the world. And no, he didn't come as some star way up in the sky. That's not how it works. You know how darkness works. Darkness only leaves when the light comes close. And so that's exactly what Jesus did. He came close. He became one of us. He lived with us. He died for us to forgive our sins and rose from the dead ahead of us so that one day we could too. That's the good news of Christmas, my friends. The world was in darkness, but then God sent the light into the world. Or as the Apostle John says so eloquently in the most famous verse in all the Bible, many of you probably know it. John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world, a world in darkness. God so loved the world and you and you and you and me, a people in darkness, that he sent his one and only son into the world. He came close to live with us and die for us and rise from the dead. So that whoever believes in him, whoever receives him, it's their Lord and their Savior, whoever receives what he has done for us, will not perish, will not be lost to the darkness, will not be lost to God, but will have everlasting life. That's why Christmas is so important. That's why Christmas is such a big deal, because on Christmas Day, God came close. And there are some things that only a close God can do. And I just want you to know tonight, God drew near on that first Christmas, and he's still drawing near on this Christmas. Let me say that again. God drew near on the first Christmas, and he's drawing near on this one. God is drawing near to you and your family tonight. God is drawing near to you and your family tonight, and I don't want you to miss it. Oh, I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to miss any of it, anything that he has for you. So I have an encouragement for you tonight, if I may, if that's okay, on Christmas Eve, or maybe even a challenge for you. And here it is. As the words of joy to the world go, let every heart prepare him room. You know those words. Let every heart prepare him room. That's my encouragement for you. Would you prepare him room? Would you make room for the God who has come close? Would you make room in your heart? Would you make room in your life? Would you make room in your future? Would you make room in your fears and your worries and your anxieties? Would you make room in your family? Would you make room in your evening tonight? Would you make room in your day tomorrow? Would you make room to receive the Savior who has come close to you, to comfort you and guide you and heal you and save you? Make room. Would you make room? And I hope you will. I hope you will. Now, I realize that that'll mean different things for different ones of us, because we're all in different kinds of places. And in fact, I was thinking about some scenarios coming into the night that I thought were worth mentioning. Because I was walking in and I was like, you know, I bet somebody in the room, you're here in church for like the first time in a long time. And that's okay. I know you're here. And I'm so glad you are. And I bet though when you walked in the door, you walked in convinced that God had moved on from you a really long time ago, kind of like you moved on from him. But you've just heard the Christmas story and you've been reminded he hadn't gone anywhere. He's still close. He's still close to you. He is closer than ever. And maybe making room for you tonight means simply you go home and you get on your knees and you pray for the first time in a really long time. And you just say, God, I'm here. God, I'm making room. God, I'm cracking the door. Make room for whatever you may have for me. If you're even there, if you're still even caring about me, here I am. Maybe you need to just go pray tonight for the first time in a long time. Or maybe, you know, maybe somebody, I bet somebody in the room is, you're looking at your circumstances and what's been happening this year, what's been happening this month, or heck, what's been happening in the last like 12 hours, and you're going, there is no way that God is close to this. There is no way that God is close to what's going on in my world right now. Look at all this. It's crazy. It's hard. It's bleak. Feels like I'm in a valley. There's no way God is here. But tonight, God's reminding you that those are exactly the kind of circumstances that he came into the world for. In fact, those are exactly the kind of circumstances he came into when he came into the world. And maybe God is inviting you to make room for just a little bit of hope. Maybe he's inviting you to make room for a little bit of joy. Make room for the possibility of some peace this Christmas and this coming year. Why? Because he is with you. Because the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. And there is no valley too deep. There is no night too dark. He is close. I want you to know that. Or one last thing. I bet there's somebody in the room who all that you have been able to think about since you've been sitting here and hearing me say all this is you've been thinking about your track record. And you're like, I know what I've done. I know what I haven't done. There is no way that God is close to me. No way. And all I want to do, if I could, is just remind you that's the whole reason Jesus came on Christmas Day. Jesus lived a perfect life for you, and he then took your record and he nailed it to the cross and paid whatever you owe. So when you walked into the door tonight, in the room tonight, you walked into the presence of a God who loves you. He loves you. He just loves you. In fact, he loves you so much, he paid for you, and he just wants you to come home for Christmas. Would you make room for the grace and mercy of Jesus tonight in your life? Oh, would you make room for his grace tonight? I hope you will. But whatever the case, whatever your circumstance, wherever you're coming from, the invitation is the same. Make room for the light of the world, born on Christmas Day, the God who has come close. We're gonna end our time tonight by lighting candles as we always do. And when we do, as we do, we're gonna remember the light of the world, born on Christmas Day. And as you light your candle, here's what I'm hoping that this will mean to you and maybe represent to you. I'm hoping that as you light your candle, it'll be your way of saying, I'm making room for the light of the world in my world. I'm making room. I'm ready to receive the light of the world right here in my little world, in my slice of the world. I'm making room for you, God. It's not too late. I'm not too far. He's not done with me. Oh, no way. God, I'm making room for you. Make room for him tonight. And invite the light of the world into your life. Why? Because as the angel said so many years ago, unto you, on this day was born in the town of David, a Savior, and he is Christ the Lord. And his birth is good news of great joy for all people.